The police dash cam video opens with a police cruiser pulling up to Laval Hall's home at 4:55 a.m. His mother, Catherine Daniels, called the police to help get her schizophrenic and bipolar son to a mental health hospital. It's still dark out. The streets are lit by streetlights and the patrol cars flashing red and blue lights. An officer asked Daniels if she knows where he can find her son.
Where'd he go? I just saw him. Where'd he go?
Parts of the conversation are hard to make out, but Daniels clearly tells the officer not to hurt her son.
I'm scared. Don't hurt my child, please.
Okay.
Daniels says, "Just don't hurt my child, please." The officer says, "Okay." The police cruiser takes off looking for Hall. At 4:56 a.m., the officer finds him walking along a sidewalk.
Come on, let's talk.
It appears Hall continues to walk away from the officer.
He's walking with a broom and he's walking around in his underwear. Every time I go near him, he walks away.
The officer is speaking to another officer in a separate patrol car.
And the mother is screaming, "Don't hurt my child." So.
At 4:58 a.m., the police car comes to a stop, and Laval Hall can be seen very quickly going by with a straw broom in his hand. The officer gets out the car. He and Laval are now out of view.
Hey, man.
An officer can be heard yelling for Hall to take it easy and get back. And then, for about a minute, the officers and Hall remain out of view. It's unclear what's happening. At 4:59 a.m., officers can be heard yelling commands peppered with expletives at Hall.
Get on the f***ing ground here, dead!
And seconds later, an officer, who has since been identified as Officer Edo Tramino, comes back into view holding his gun. Hall cannot be seen in the video as Tramino fires 5 shots.
This was not a justifiable shooting. That this was a 5 shots. This man was murdered by these police officers in Miami Gardens, Florida.
Glenn Goldberg is one of the attorneys representing Hall's family. After the police gave the video to Goldberg, he and the family held a press conference to show the video to the media.
This video is only part of the story. There are, what we believe, other police cameras available.
The family and their attorneys are calling for an independent investigation into Laval Hall's shooting. Miami Gardens police did not respond to WLRN's request for comment. Neighbors who say they saw the moments leading up to and after the shooting say they did not see Hall with a broom. The video itself does not show whether or not Hall had the broom when he was shot. Glenn Goldberg, one of the family's attorneys, says those missing details are why the family is asking for all videos to be released.
What transpired as to the time, the location of the broom, when he was shot, we do not know. We don't have the other videos from the police cars that would obviously show it.
The family and Goldberg believe the other videos will show that police did not have to kill Hall. Catherine Daniels, Laval Hall's mom, left the room when the video was played. Daniels didn't say much as she sat through the press conference, wiping away tears from her eyes and occasionally hugging a family member. She did say she was heartbroken.
They put a hurt on my heart for my take my child away from me like that.
Laval Hall's family say they will continue to fight for information about what happened the day he was killed by a Miami Gardens police officer. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.